cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are now into hour number three on this Friday edition. First hour, we had Dr. Breeding on about the public statements at a state committee that it's eugenics. The reason we have to drug half the children, over half of them, is that they have bad brains, bad gene pools. So that's the new eugenics pitch. And we've got the former deputy head, number two position, Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby, on with us. She even talked about her father's membership at Skull and Bones and some of the things that were revealed by her father. You missed that. I'm sorry. I need to get the full 3 hours here, folks. And we're about to have Declan McCullough of CNET News on to talk about our new supranational ID card. And Charlotte Iserby will be riding shotgun with us through that interview as well. Honored to have her. And later we'll also tell you how to get her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down. Of course, my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, let's go to Ralph in West Virginia. Ralph, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? You're saying so they pretty much closed up the Capitol building. That's what I heard on local news the other day. I think they're just throwing some scare tactics at the American people, closing all this stuff up.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the feds 3 months ago told U.S. News and World Report, White House source, that the Capitol would be attacked. And then Senator Dayton evacuates, and they call him a wimp and make fun of him, and I've got the news articles right here. What are you expecting to do? He said, in good conscience, after the briefing I got saying we're going to be attacked, I better leave. And it's all a big joke to everybody now. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen. They're saying it's going to happen. And then when you respond to it, you're bad. And this is all part of this psychology. Charlotte Iserby, comments?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the biggest. I shouldn't say it, but I think the biggest terrorists are in the administration. They're terrorizing us. Maybe something's going to happen. Who knows? And who knows who's behind it? But personally, I just feel that this is part of their conditioning to terrify us, so that we will get on our knees and pray for every single bit of legislation which will remove our freedom to come as fast as possible.
Exactly. Think about the atmosphere right now at the Capitol. They passed Patriot Act 1 when the place was under anthrax attack, and almost the whole complex of buildings was shut down. This time they're under nuclear threat. You know, the suitcase nuke's probably going to get us. You know, they're out there saying this to help get that atmosphere to pass Patriot Act 2 and the new national ID card.
Absolutely. Well, I think that it would be great if Congress would just realize that the terrorists aren't very far from them. On Pennsylvania, Avenue.
Yeah, they're right down the street.
The headquarters for world terrorism is not what people think.
You mean it's not in a cave? Well, can a cave make NORAD stand down and have Condoleezza Rice call Mayor Willie Brown on September 10th and say, don't fly tomorrow to New York?
I couldn't agree more, Alex.
But, I mean, can't Al-Qaeda make CIA do insider trading the week before on the stocks?
How about it?
Can can Al-Qaeda make C-130s land and fly the Al-Qaeda leaders out of Afghanistan in the middle of the war to safety? Boy, Al-Qaeda controls an awful lot.
It's absolutely amazing what that little group in the hills of Afghanistan is able to do.
Man, from a cave.
And from a cave.
With a dialysis machine connected to him. He's just magically controlling. Anything else, Ralph?
I'll tell you what, Alex. I think if they're going to hit anything, they're going to hit three places at once, or it's going to be kind of together.
Well, that's what they said. They said,
okay, it'll be East Coast, then in the Midwest, then the West Coast.
What they said in U.S. News and World Report from a White House source was, quote, we will have terror attacks. It will happen. It will be one of two things, coast-to-coast attacks or the Capitol. That's the quote. So they said it. I didn't say it.
I also want to commend that lady that just called before. She's a nurse in the mental health field. I want to commend her because I do same similar type work. And, you know, these so-called shrinks, most of them come out of foreign countries. Mm-hmm. You know, they think they're a god, and they think that they...
Well, it's inmates running the asylum. Anything else?
Well, that's basically it. That's about all I got to tell you right now. I think if they're going to hit any...
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, 400 cities and 4 states throw out the Patriot Act, the first Patriot Act. The House votes it down, then it goes to the Senate, and they throw that out. And now they've got the new Super Patriot Act 2, with a national ID card and the Total Information Awareness Network, everything else rolled into it. All rolled into one. And to talk about this, we're joined by Declan McCullough, who we've interviewed many times over the years. And, of course, good old Declan, that does a lot of great research. He writes for CNET News, a lot of other big publications. And we have Charlotte Iserby, who was the former number two individual, deputy head of Department of Education under Ronald Reagan, on about this. She's been talking about it for 18 months. And I've known for years that the state driver's license were already being standardized with the biometrics. Now they're racing to make it law and to have it tied to what jobs you can have. This is our internal passport. Declan McCullough, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Why, hello there. Thank you for the invitation.
You bet. It's good to have you on board with us. You've written a lot of extensive articles about this new Super Patriot Act, or I don't know, what would you call this new 9/11 bill that they've introduced?
Worrisome. I actually don't. You can call it whatever you like. That what really matters is what's in there. I've been spending all day reading the latest versions, and you know there are a lot of problems with it, but the biggest one is that the stuff's just not available out there on the internet, or even members of the Congress say they don't have the final version that the Senate approved last week. It's really bizarre. It's been a week since the vote, and it's just not available online. So you don't even know what your so-called elected representatives are doing.
Now, one of the few good things Newt Gingrich did, I don't like Newt Gingrich, folks, he's a neocon, was he got a law passed almost a decade ago. One of the first things he did, that every piece of legislation that's been introduced or passed has to be on the Thomas website, the Library of Congress. But it's not there, is it?
That's exactly right. Go to thomas.loc.gov, and in the top left corner, ask for the bill number. Type in S2845, that's 2845. What you'll see is something saying, not available yet. Oh, of course, the original version of the bill is there. I mean, Newt's old idea worked to that extent. But where it failed is all the real important versions, the stuff that's happening in committees, these last-minute amendments, they're not there.
Now, again, on every other bill, they will show every different conference committee version. There might be 20 of them there, and it shows it all to you. Now, magically, it's not there. Now, when they passed the first Patriot Act back on October 27th, 2001, they had a version. People didn't like it. Went back into committee, got the bad stuff added back in. 2 hours before the vote, got put on Thomas. 30 minutes before, they got hard copies. No one had time to read the, you know, 90-something page bill with hundreds of side page addendums, and it was passed the dead of night. This time, it's passed the House and the Senate. It's in conference committee. Yep. It can be brought out to be passed the full bill any day now, Declan.
That's right. They're going to have to give members of Congress a few days to get back from trying to get reelected. But you're right. I mean, it can go back really quickly. And the danger is, this is a politically charged election season, obviously. And who's going to want to vote against something that's supposedly going to protect America from terrorism? I don't know how national IDs would necessarily do that, but that's going to be the argument.
Charlotte Iserby, any comments?
Well, my comment is that I'm not surprised. I mean, I don't think anybody realizes how many hours I spent, 18 months, trying to get information on the internal passport from Olympia Snow and the hiring of the two ex-KGB chiefs to consult with him on this. I mean, if it took me 18 months and I never got any information, and she even sent my request over to the Office of Personnel Management, and I could never get anything out of them, and I went after them an equal number of times. And, so why should we be surprised that they're not putting it up on the Internet? They don't want anyone to know what they're doing.
But we have the original version. They admit what it's going to do. Then they've got this little caveat about, oh, it's to stop illegals, but Bush, 10 months ago, said everybody else has to thumb scan and face scan, but illegals coming in from Latin America, they don't have to do it. We accept the consular matricula cards from 30-plus countries now. I mean, Decla, a lot of people, Larry Pratt and others who've analyzed this, are saying this whole thing about illegals is a red herring. They know 87% of people are against the open borders, so they pitch this as some security thing for the borders.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I had a column up on news.com on October 4th, and what I was doing is taking a look at a bill from California Republican David Dreyer. What Dreyer's bill that was introduced last month would do, he said, oh, yeah, we got this is an anti-illegal immigrant bill, but it's actually just designed to save his political behind, because he's facing a lot of embarrassing allegations, protests in his home district, and it's going to be a little tough race for him. What it says is that Americans are going to have to carry around a national ID card, a federal ID is what he calls it, with a photograph, social security number, and a so-called encrypted electronic strip. And before you get a job, you got to show one of these federal ID cards. And if your employer doesn't comply, then the employer can be jailed for up to 5 years. And then he also has a back-end database, so whenever it's swiped, the government knows where you are and who's swiping your federal ID in the database. So this is a worrisome proposal. I should say it's not part of the post-9/11 bill that we were talking about earlier. It's standalone legislation. But
well, to be clear, Dreyer's introduced one bill, and you've also got national ID card language in the 9/11 bill.
Yes, in both versions, the House and the Senate. It's just a question of which one is better or worse. We could spend hours arguing over that. Neither's good.
Well, now, which one? Excuse me a minute. Which one has the business about requiring the ID card in order to get a job?
They both.
Sorry, no, that's a separate bill. That was introduced.
There's Dreyer, and then there's the 9/11 bill.
David Drum, Representative Dreyer's bill is H.R. 5111.
Okay.
The two 9/11 bills are, one of them is S-2845, and the other is H.R. 10.
Okay. Well, Declan, we're all really busy, and it's hard to keep track of all of it. But 2 years ago, I taped this, and I've got literally a room full of stuff I've taped. But I watched a two-hour C-SPAN piece with Ridge, and he said, you're going to have this national worker card. It'll double as an ID card. And he said, we're going to standardize it to the driver's license. And then he came out and said openly that then you're going to have this to have a job and infrastructure protection. And he went on to list food service, agriculture, taxi driving, school teacher, everything. And the feds are going to decide if you get the color coding to have that job, just like CAPS 2 with the flying.
Let me add to that. You've sparked my memory. I had probably repressed that memory, but it's coming back to me now. An amendment that's part of the bill that the Senate passed. I mean, this is almost law, folks. It goes in that direction. It wants the Department of Homeland Security to create an integrated network of screening points. That includes the transportation system and critical infrastructure and any other facilities that the secretary determines need to be protected against terrorist attacks. This could mean checkpoints on street corners. I don't know.
Oh, I've talked to the police. I've talked to the military. And I watched Ridge with my mouth hanging open. Well, he was there for an hour. He said, I'm sorry, I have to leave. And he got up and left. I've got this on tape. I've got to get interns in here. What happens is that for months at a time, I'll just stick tapes in VCRs and be recording three different news channels. And I sat there and watched this, and of course didn't label it, but it's somewhere around here. And then after he left, all these CEOs got into how much money this will make in compliance with all of this. We're all speechless now, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Declan McCullough, Charlotte Iserby, this is what everybody's always worried about with the national ID card, is that they do this. And so day one, they're not just getting the card and then bringing this in. Day one, they're doing it all.
Well, you know, it's as I said before, Americans aren't going to do anything until it is so horrible. They're just going to have to own the problem. They're going to have to be turned down for a job. They're going to have to not be allowed to travel across the border. They're not going to take care of any of these problems until that happens. And I think the best way to get that to happen is probably even worse than Bush, is to get Kerry in there, because he's going to be so horrible that he and Bush are the same, of course, same agenda. But vote for Peruka. Draw the votes from George Bush. Make sure Bush doesn't get elected. He's too terribly dangerous anyway, probably more dangerous in a way than Kerry because of his foreign ventures. But get Peruka Kerry elected, and all those Christian fundamentalists, good Americans out there who love George Bush, let him do whatever he wants. Let him push us into world government, world tyranny. Let him do it, folks. Those people will not let Kerry do that.
I agree with you. I've been saying this all along. Comments, Declan McCullough.
They're both sociopathic candidates at some level.
Yep.
I'd probably vote Libertarian if I didn't live in Washington D.C. That's 90% Democrat, so it's not worth me voting. To answer your point, yeah, I mean, back when we had Clinton in the White House,
right,
you had Dick Armey doing his job,
right,
in Congress and saying, you know, we're not going to let this bastard get away with things. There was gridlock, which was good. We had we were prosperous. Government spending grew relatively slowly. I mean, actually, it might be good to have a Democrat back in the White House just so you can have this gridlock, mm-hmm, and the Republicans can start being obstructionists instead of voting for more and more spending like a Democrat on crack. Right.
That's exactly it. And just think, Rush Limbaugh can start really doing something again.
The Republicans can develop a spine.
Well, I mean, I have to agree with both of your comments and your analysis. Think about what we've come to, folks. Government spending has doubled what it was under Clinton, and only 30% of that is military.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is incredible. When we get back, Declan, you're in D.C., and we've got senators evacuating the Capitol. I want to talk about that when we return. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll tell you about Declan's site, too.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy to swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
I want people to let this sink in. A national ID card. Patriot Act 2. Funding for the Total Information Awareness Network. It has all passed the House and the Senate. We're talking about Bill O'Reilly and Izzy, a sexual harasser. We're talking about Kobe Bryant. No, we're not going to talk about that here. This is unbelievable. And this has been their plan all along. And now we have foreign governments grabbing indie media sites. We have just cameras in school bathrooms. You know, we have just total surveillance blimps flying around D.C. Declan McCullough, you're in D.C., a brave man. You live there. You work there. And we'll talk about your websites and what you do here in just a few minutes for folks to check it out. But we have Senator Dayton evacuating 3 days ago because of, quote, a security threat he was given a month ago by the leader of the Senate, and that's imminent threat to the Capitol. And then I have a U.S. News and World Report article from 3 months ago where they said White House source told us the Capitol will be attacked. That's a quote. And so, and then now I have the Washington Times. Leaders in D.C. mock Dayton. Say he's a coward. Say there's no threat. Well, Ridge has said it's probably going to be attacked, and then his sources have said it will be attacked. You're in D.C. What are you getting on this subject?
Well, I should say that maybe I'm a wimp, but I don't go over to Capitol Hill that much. It's mainly because I the stuff I do is in the northwest quadrant of the city. So I don't know as much about the situation there as folks who live on Capitol Hill. And keep in mind that you have townhouses coming right up to the Capitol building. It's a residential area, so it's not just senators who should be worried. But that said, we've been living for the last 2+ years in a state where you always have these heightened alerts and emergencies and terrorist threat warnings, and it seems bizarre that you just have one member of Congress out of hundreds saying, "Hey, I'm going to take off and close my office." It really is inexplicable.
Good point.
But he says he was given a briefing, and they won't talk about that briefing. And I don't know if you did you see the U.S. News and World Report article, Declan?
I'm looking at an AP article right now. I don't know if that's what ran in U.S. News.
No. Does the AP article say a White House source told U.S. News and World Report that there will be an attack before or on the election, and that either the Capitol will be attacked or there'll be coast-to-coast attacks?
Impressive. But even if that's true, and this is the communication that the senator received, all the other members of the Senate received the same intelligence, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, no, he said that, yeah.
So then 99 folks decided to stick it out. Actually, they're not there. They're pretty much home, except for the few people on the conference committee. But it still seems bizarre. You'd expect to see more unanimity here.
Well, I don't see, his political reason for doing it. I think it's risky. He says it's morally, I've been given a threat this big, I want to warn people. I mean, it could be a wider warning for the city itself. And look, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I've got a U.S. News and World Report article on my website under this article we posted, the one on the Washington Times 3 days ago where he said he was evacuating. So I don't, and look, we have a White House that's been caught issuing fake terror alerts. So I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bizarre situation in many ways. You have a Department of Homeland Security that's supposed to take care of, check Homeland Security and coordinate things, but instead you have the Capitol Police, a different branch of government, having its own alert. There you have the FBI playing turf wars with DHS and issuing its own warnings. This is what Ashcroft and DOJ has been doing as well. And so you get these mixed messages, and so the situation with by creating DHS is probably worse than it was before.
Well, I think bottom line what Charlotte said last hour is the case. They had an anthrax attack from questionable sources going on during the last passage of a Patriot Act. Now we have this new atmosphere of heightened alert. You better pass this to keep everybody safe. I think that's what's a big part of this.
It might be right. That's a good point.
It's pathetic.
Well, I mean, we're not even really getting into Patriot Act 2. They've got Patriot Act 2 rolled into this bill, Declan.
Yeah, they've been taking not all of it. I mean, this is but they've taken portions of it and stuck it in there. That's right.
And again, this should be a top nightly news story, but it's not.
For some reason, just saying this was a response to the 9/11 Commission's report made everyone the mainstream media say, "Oh, okay, it must be good. We're not going to worry about it. We're just going to focus on celebrity gossip instead."
But that commission was appointed by George W. Bush. That was like when Janet Reno appointed Danforth to investigate her, and they called it independent.
Yeah, hardly independent. This was back from the get-go.
All right, bunch of other issues coming up. Your calls, Declan McCullough, Charlotte Iserby. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Friends, governments always want to dominate and control populations. I mean, even if we had an angelic government in John Kerry or George Bush or whoever else, they're building the mechanisms for total enslavement, total micromanagement by this technocracy. Technology is just an inanimate system, but it can be used as a tool for good or evil. It's being used for evil, folks. And this grid is being set down upon us, around us. The border's wide open. Our government's arming and training all these terrorist countries, you know, with one hand giving them nuclear weapons components, with the other hand saying we got to go into Iran. And then meanwhile, the border's wide open, and then they're telling citizens we're going to have national ID cards, and the bills that are out there have waivers for the illegals. It's mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Charlotte Iserby, any comments about this before we go to these calls from Dan and Ron and Joe and many others?
Yeah, well, my comments are just the deliberate dumbing down of America. I never realized when I put all my research together that what the title, really the significance of the title, they had to do this. They had to dumb our children down. All of us, we're adults, but we've been dumbed down. And we don't know, if you don't know what form of government or economic system you have, you don't know the Constitution, you don't know any of these things, you don't know what communism, fascism is, if you've never had any real history, you're not going to object to this kind of thing. I think this is the reason, the major reason why Americans are not rising up and doing something about this. Because if you don't know that someone stole something from you, why are you going to complain if you don't know you have it in the first place?
Well, Charlotte, I think a big part of that is an illusion. I agree there's a dumbed-down mash. I mean, half the public you talk to doesn't even know who the vice president is, literally.
No.
But for that other half, half of those think they know everything, think they're part of the system, and we're just idiots. But I'd say we've got a quarter of the people who have a Christian conservative or libertarian, freedom-loving, truth-seeking view, and to us, we're just in horror. And then the mainstream media tries to make us feel like we're alone or by ourselves. But Declan McCullough, Charlotte, Iserby, you guys do interviews. I mean, I've done 1,600-plus, quit counting months ago, in the last 3 years on some of the biggest talk shows in the country. And I'll be on for 3 hours, and they'll take 30, 40 calls, and one caller will call in and disagree and say, I want to kill you. I want to put you in a camp, Alex. You know, you're a liar. So I see it as we're the majority. I see it as we've actually won. It's just that the media still makes us feel like we're all by ourselves.
I think that's why I feel we've got to vote for Peruca to make sure Bush doesn't win. Because there's not enough time for us to go through the constantly going through the dialectic, where you pit one side against the other, good versus evil, and you keep coming to the synthesis, and we keep.
You're saying
moving.
Just put Kerry in, all the conservatives will wake up.
Go
absolutely ape. Declan McCullough comments about people really waking up, or I mean, do you think that, or what do you think?
I guess I've spent 10 years in D.C. I first moved here in 1991, and then took a year or two off and came back for some strange reason. But the point is I've become a little pessimistic. I think things are going to have to get worse, much worse, before they get better.
Right.
America is, for all of its problems, still has a strong economy. We have there's a lot more that needs to be done by folks in government who don't understand what a free society should be before things get really, really bad. But I mean, you know, we're heading in this direction pretty quickly with this two-party duopoly.
Explain a two-party duopoly.
Well, I mean, it's this idea that. Correct that you have basically two parties who both like power quite a bit, and they are very worried about third parties, and so they do things like co-opt third party messages, make it difficult and near impossible for third party candidates to get on state ballots, and do things like oppose third parties entering presidential debates, unless it's someone who's maybe an independent billionaire like Mr. Perot, who can sort of force his way in.
Right.
And to respond to your earlier point about the media, I mean, I've worked at mainstream media publications, and the media isn't necessarily Democratic or Republican. Individual reporters tend to be more Democratic, it's true, but the broader theme is that they tend to be attracted to power.
And if they write the party line, they're going to get to have dinner with the president. They're going to be at the table. They're going to be at all the press conferences. And the minute they don't self-censor, they're not going to be there.
Exactly right. And so being a White House reporter, I go to the White House every so often to cover events there. But having to be there every day is one of the worst jobs in the world, because you get handed a press release, and then you're told to write about it. And everyone in the White House, if they have message discipline on that day, isn't going to tell you anything differently. You have very little background. It's just a miserable job. But the point is, you do that job well by sucking up to the folks in power, whether they're Democratic or Republican.
All right, I want to shift gears into the calls. Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Charlotte?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, how are you? Listen, I want to...
Hi.
Yeah. You were thinking about these so-called Christians getting on the bandwagon with Kerry's getting voted. You know what?
What?
There has been a diabolic plan against these people with the left and the right, the politically active and everybody else. The use of hate has got these people so incoherent right now.
Right.
They don't have any ability to perceive anything but hate. They think one side is the enemy, the other side. They're just constantly using this hate. And that's all it's going to do is make them hate more if Kerry goes in.
yeah, that's good. Then they'll suddenly hate the national ID card. They'll suddenly hate the open borders.
That's why I really would like to see that happen. Earlier on, the commercial came along. I wanted to point out that about 20 years ago, when I was in Washington, after Reagan had been elected, and I asked the editor of Human Events how his subscriptions were. And he said, oh, they're down. And I said, oh, yeah. He said, oh, always, when we get a Republican in there, especially a conservative, nobody subscribes to Human Events anymore. That was when Human Events was good. And I thought that was very interesting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, this broadcast is going to automatically get 50 more affiliates, as soon as the Democrats in, because suddenly everybody will be concerned. I mean,
that's
I totally
right.
agree. But look, there's no way Kerry is going to get away with the open borders, with the gun control,
right,
and the rest of it. All of this agenda, they've been able to get away with this because conservatives go, well, he doesn't mean it. Well, he didn't mean for that to happen. It's like been a sleeping gas. Dan, thanks for the call. Before we go to Ron in New York and others that are holding, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Declan, give folks your info, how people read your great articles.
Oh, well, thank you. You can read them at news.com, pretty easy domain name to remember, or my own website, which is politecbot.com. That's politecbot.com.
And we have links to both those sites at infowars.com. Declan, have you put out any books or publications you want to plug?
I've written some chapters for books. Haven't written my own yet. I've spent probably too much time writing stuff for the internet.
Maybe you're very prolific when it comes to that. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon to everybody. I don't want to digress from the purpose of my call, but the last caller mentioned hate. When you have an animosity towards injustice, that's not hate. That's righteous indignation.
I agree.
Okay. Now, to the purpose of my call, many of the callers over the last few weeks, Alex, have been calling about this thing where they can't get their canceled checks returned to them. Well, lo and behold, in a very small local village paper in my community today, there's an article about that. It's a good article, too, for a little.
And again, you pay for these checks, and then they send you little bitty copies of them.
Right. And that's going to take full implementation on October the 28th, and it's born out of something called the Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act, or better known as Check 21. The article, ironically, Alex, they use the professional, I guess, information from somebody down in your state, a guy in Houston, Texas, named Joe Gillian, who is a chief executive of Pinnacle Financial Strategies, and he gives the whole lowdown in that paper of what that's about. Bottom line is this: good for bank, bad for consumer. That's really what it comes down to. They don't give you your check back. They give you a photocopy, and then they have the audacity, and this was made in law, to say the photocopy carries the full weight of the original document. That's the first time that I've ever seen in American legal history that a photocopy of anything will carry the full weight of the
and
act.
And then they can also alter it if they want to.
Perfectly right. That's right, because that's the point.
Let me get a comment from Declan McCullough on this. This is right up his alley. Declan?
I'm not familiar with that. I'm probably not the best person to talk about it.
Well, I mean, I know suddenly my checks came back, and they're little bitty photocopies, 10, 15 checks on one page.
That's what I have.
And you can't even read it.
I've run into the same thing. That might be a problem, but I'm more worried about the things like the legislation in Congress than that.
Yeah. Well, I am, too, the national ID card and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm, me, too.
Alex? Yes, Ron.
Yeah. Let me give you and, of course, your listeners the website. This little paper actually has a website, and you could find the article in there on about page 31. It's called the Times News Weekly. It's www.timesnewsweekly.com. And it's amazing that, it's a really good article from this small little paper about that issue.
Let me say something about this. This is part of a larger, more dangerous trend of the government or corporations making you take automatic transfer, and everything going to this cashless system, to where they're phasing out and going to the ID card and going to cashless. I'm all for having the dual system, but we need to keep the original system in place. Declan, comments on making people go to automatic transfers?
Maybe I'm going to sound a little radical here, and you're not going to agree with me, but if the banks are doing it themselves
it's a law
and they're doing it voluntarily because it actually reduces prices and they can offer better interest rates or whatever. I don't have a problem with it. What I do have a problem with, and maybe this is where Ron's going, is when the government steps in and says, thou shalt.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a law. It's the result of something known as the Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act. And it takes.
And then, see, the banks have gotten a law passed because people are going to want to go to the bank where you get your original check. Oh, no, now it's the law. You don't get it.
Right.
So hey, that's the government regulating business now.
A question to Ron. Does this apply to credit unions?
Well, I guess it applies to any financial institution that you write a check against, period.
So that's, you can't escape by going to a credit union.
Yeah, that's what's... People are really mad about this, Declan.
What it does, folks, is Alex pointed out, because it's all electronic, things can be altered. There's no evidence trail left anymore. There's no hard paper trail. There's no document trail. This is like an unprecedented concept in our culture. We've always had the basis, and like Alex said, either a dual system or the paper trail system, so that if push comes to shove, you have an original document to prove your case. This diminishes that now.
Okay, thanks for the call, Ron. Shifting gears from both of you, Charlotte Iserby in the Reagan administration, Declan 10 years in D.C. covering it. Electronic voting machines, they've been caught in mistakes or fraud coast to coast. 2 days ago, they did a test in Palm Beach. The system wouldn't even power up. It crashed. It seems like, let's just say we can trust them. You don't get a paper trail, which is a fraud, of course. Doesn't matter. Still, the error rate's even higher. They're crashing. They're breaking down. They got convicted felons, running Diebold out in California. Declan, comments?
Yeah, you're right. What else can I say? I'll try. A few points. First, the computer scientists are right on this one. These machines have tremendous, tremendous security vulnerabilities in theory. This is not a happy system to use. This is not something we should be using. Canada has millions of people, tens of millions of people, and they do things by old-fashioned paper ballots, and it actually works.
Yeah, 20 million people.
But at the same time, a lot of these objections and criticisms are theoretical. They'll probably happen eventually, but they haven't happened yet. So let's just keep in mind that we really haven't had the Armageddon of e-voting machine fraud happen yet. It's still something that's likely to happen, but I'm guessing it's not going to happen this year.
Well, Declan, I really focus on this, and there's whole sites like Black Box Voting that have maybe 10 stories a day, hundreds on election days. There's 31,000 voters in the machine cast, 38,000. You've got people like Hagel owning his own voting machine company that 90% of those in Nebraska vote for him on. You've got Clear Channel here in Texas owning Hardiner Civics, then running their own candidate who's married to the owner's daughter, and then the polls show he's going to lose, but he magically wins. We've had Diebold's engineers quit and say this system's a complete joke. I don't know. It's Charlotte, is there any comments?
I'm not good on that one. That's not my no expertise on that.
Well, I know this.
Alex, is that we don't have it in Maine, and thank God we don't, because I feel it's, it's open to manipulation.
Well, I know this. Everywhere they put this system in, the politicians get real arrogant real quick. 98% of you are against toll roads? Shut up. We got the machines. Ha, ha, ha. Declan, you can't ignore this incredible new arrogance. You've been in D.C. for 10 years, but it seems like they're getting more arrogant.
They are. They get more and more money to spend. I was just looking at the latest issue of Liberty Magazine, which I always like reading. Government spending in the last 50 years, inflation adjusted, has increased about 5 times per capita. It's huge. You give politicians more money, and they get more arrogant. But to go to your e-voting machine thing, technology is wonderful. I'm a technologist. I'm a computer programmer. I write for a technology website. But you don't always need technology when it hasn't been proven to be secure. There are secure technologies out there for e-voting. They're just not being used in this
election. And they're there that give you a paper trail. But no, just trust us. You can't have that.
Yeah.
Last question for you, Declan McCullough. Internet 2. They had the big conference here in Austin. We covered it. They keep saying the internet is dead. It will be shut down. We're not going to upgrade the major hubs. We're going to force you over to Internet 2. And it's the very corporations that own the backbone that are saying this is going to happen. Any comments about Internet 2?
By Internet 2, do you mean the version of the internet that's being used by schools, higher ed, or do you mean the IPv6?
Both of those, they're now saying, are going to merge together in a consortium, I actually did make it down there one day to this, and the headline is the old internet's about to die, and we're going to force you over into this new grid we're building.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. There's nothing dangerous or pernicious about it. If people don't want to migrate over, they don't have to. There's a lot more resiliency left in the old internet than people thought 4 years ago. But there are some real problems. One is the allocation of IP address, that is internet protocol addresses, sort of like phone numbers. There aren't enough, and so we need to eventually find a new way. The question is when that's going to happen.
All right, Declan McCullough, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, thank you.
Give your websites out again one more time.
Go to news.com, and you can find stuff there.
All right, take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Charlotte, stay there, let you have final comments on the other side of this quick break. Stay the course with us. Stay with us to the bitter end. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got to move really quick here. We did confirm that General Eberhardt yesterday said, how dare the senator evacuate the Capitol? That's not the threat. It's all these other places. Florida, all these places, they will be attacked before the election. And now we've got the Florida Sun Sentinel article. We're posting all those on PrisonPlanet.com here in the next few minutes. And Daniel in Texas has got the Florida Sun Sentinel article in front of him. Tell us all about it, Daniel.
I appreciate the opportunity, Alex, and all right, so you have the Orlando Sun Sentinel here, and it just came across the wire this morning, and it says Florida National Guard troops who spent months patrolling the airport after the 2001 terrorist attacks may return to the terminals around the state soon. The planning was prompted by a, quote, warning order received earlier this week by U.S. Northern Command in Colorado, which is responsible. We know about General Eberhardt at Northern Command. They're going to be first responders. They're going to suspend Posse Comitatus. At the end here of the article, it says, several Florida Guard soldiers who spoke on the condition that they not be identified said commanders had been seeking volunteers in recent days. They said that they were told their duty would last between 1 and 4 months and that it might begin later this month, which mimics a lot of what the people in the Texas National Guard have been telling you, Alex.
I've got the documents. They're doing martial law training. They've been told it's going to happen. And more confirming this. Thank you for the call. Charlotte Iserby, final comments on this and the phone number to get your book?
Well, the phone number to get my book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, which is also in an e-book. You can buy it either way, the hardcover or the electronic version, is 207-442-0543. That's in Maine. And I hope people will also go to my website, which is just full of information, all of my articles, including my last article, many ways to skin a cat, which recommends voting for Perutka in order to get rid of Bush.
All right, again, that right. Website is deliberatedumbingdown.com.
Deliberatedumbingdown.com.
And then your phone number again slowly.
207-442-0543.
Do you think we're going to see a staged terror attack before the election?
No.
You think we'll see it after?
No.
You don't think there'll be any more terror attacks?
You know what? There may be, but I don't allow myself to buy into that. And I think Americans better stop a lot, because what difference does it make?
Well, the globalists are behind it, and that's why we need to...
That's right. But what you know what it does to you? It keeps you from moving forward and doing positive things.
Oh, no. Charlotte, my dear, it makes me move faster.
but not me. I mean, if I focus on another attack and I keep listening to all of this stuff, which basically comes right out of the White House, I'm not going to be able to produce, to write.
But we need to expose that they're behind it. Hey, Charlotte, we're out of time. It was great having you on.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Alex.
You're awesome. Take care.
Bye.
Yesterday, I didn't put a plug in at the end of the show in the third hour for my videos. The new one is out, American Dictators, on DVD and VHS. We have a special on the DVD. When you buy one for $19.95, each additional copy is $5.95. So order 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 100. Give them out to everybody. Original, high quality. The DVD's got 115 minutes of stuff on it. It's an incredible, right up to date information. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get American Dictators and to get a bunch of copies for friends and family for $5.95 a piece. Professionally produced film. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Get the other 9/11 videos I carry. 1-888-253-3139. Please make the call. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the shortwave at 3210. And on your AM and FM stations and internet. I'll be back Monday, 11 to 2 during the day as well. Now, we've got to focus on how the globalists are behind the terror and expose it so we can preemptively get them to stop it and not go ahead with it. That is life or death. Take care. Terror.